good evening, good evening. How are you, Mama?
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you? I hope you're doing very well.
Doing good, doing good.
Where's Mama
Relaxing.
Bell? She come?
She went to a supper. She should be coming out, though.
Great. Now, oh, that's sweet. I'm not going to stay on long tonight because we know everybody wants their cooking and stuff out the way, so we're not going to take up a lot of time tonight, and I know you didn't get you stuff. So we're going to have a short show, but we definitely want to get this information out to you guys again. I want to say welcome to Can We Be Frank show here on Universal Collective Network.
And Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. And
Blog Talk.
And Blog Talk. So as soon as I'm going to kick it up right now.
We're all over. How you doing, Mama Agnes?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Sonny?
I'm doing great. Wait till you hear what we got for you tonight.
Oh,
let me sit up in the bed.
There you go. Put your spectacles
on. All right,
on.
I'm ready. Eyes ready.
I want to welcome everybody that's on our Facebook feed. Welcome everybody to the show. I'm going to be sharing this. Hold on 1 second. Because it's important that we share and share alike. So let's see here. We got it here. Let's do this here. Let's go over there. Let's get this here. Okay, we can't get it there. So let's go back over here. Yeah. So this is the other part of the production, right? You can't get the address to the live stream in order to copy it until we actually start the live stream.
Yeah, exactly.
So well, you see where we're at. We're doing what we're doing. We go through this every evening. People just don't know how much really goes on in the background. But we did get the fact sheet.
Yes, we did. We did. We got the information that we want to share with you guys tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Good, good, good.
Gonna be a doozy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on to you.
Let me really raise up in the bed.
Oh, Lord.
You get to talking about that $800,000. No, I'm just playing. No, it's not $800,000, but it's close enough. And I believe the reason that they're doing it is to compensate for the money they're trying to get out of the retirement thing.
Probably, yeah, to move around some stuff.
Okay, all right. So that's going to be another interesting angle we can discuss.
All right, you guys, I want to welcome you to also here on Universal Collective Network on TuneIn. So if you guys are out there and you want to still hear us and you can't hear us anywhere else, you can definitely go to TuneIn.
We do not push all our stuff. Guys, if you've got your Android device and you don't have the time to get Facebook or you're not actually following us on Facebook,
you can go to TuneIn.
You can go to TuneIn, get the TuneIn app.
Yep.
And once you get the TuneIn app installed, go ahead and search for us. Search for Universal
Collective
Network.
And we're on there.
And the same thing with Blog Talk. If you have the Blog Talk app already on your device,
go ahead
and just put us in the search box, Universal Collective Networks.
Or We Speak News Now.
We Speak News Now. So
that's the name of that.
Yeah, another entity. Another entity.
We got that platform, too.
Okay.
We actually have a lot more platforms. We just don't use them, you guys. Because if we actually full-blown put everything on, wow. Mm-hmm.
We'd have another production
book. Oh, wow.
But you know what?
Listeners.
Yeah, actually, on Blog Talk alone, like right now, you can hear us over, if you're on TuneIn, you can hear us in Germany, Europe, all over the place in that area. If you go to Blog Talk, you can't hear us, but I'm saying people can. We're out to that point where we have United States, we have Europe, we have India, we have all these different countries that are actually listening to us on Blog Talk from those different countries.
Basically, Jack, we done made you famous.
We made you famous, and you don't even realize you're famous.
Oh, hey, I like that.
Yeah, that's what we do. We make stars over here.
Exactly.
Everybody knows who Rojo is now.
Yeah, everybody knows.
People in Uganda know
Rojo.
The whole cast of characters.
Everybody know who Rojo is. While you're doing that, we're going to get started. Like we were talking about last night, we were talking about the idea that Alexandria has an opportunity. I call it, matter of fact, I just finished a photo album, not a photo album, but a photo book, what you call a coffee table book, and mm-hmm. it's about Alexandria, some pictures I took in Alexandria, and I put it in a book, and I called it City of Promise. I thought when I was putting it together, I was like, you know what? That's what I need to name it, a city of promise. So there's promise. There's a lot of promise. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of progressiveness that can truly happen in Alexandria if the people just take advantage of it and actually work together to make it happen. It's not, I mean, there's reason why Alexandria should not be up there with Shreveport and Lafayette and New Orleans and Lake Charles. Okay, here comes Mama Velma. Hey, Mama Velma, how you doing tonight, sweetie pie?
I'm doing good. I was just getting ready to text Agnes to tell you all that I was on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Miss Agnes, can you hang up and call right back with me? Because you got the,
yeah,
you got the echo on.
I can.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Now, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing great. I heard you just went and had your little dinner.
Yes.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It was nice. It wasn't that long, but it was nice. It was good.
That's good. You guys sound so much better than what y'all used to sound. I can hear the how much you
got the life back.
Yeah, the life is back. That's good.
Yes, it is.
We got, oh, here she go.
Oh, wait, you made it out the house. Ooh, did you get permission
to leave the house?
No, I left, I took out on my, but I didn't ask, I told them.
Okay, it's because it's better to ask, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
There you go. I like that. That is. Okay, Mama Agnes.
Yeah, I can hear, I'm here.
He didn't mind because it was his best friend mother that picked me up to go to her church.
Oh, okay. So
good.
He was in good hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Well, we were telling Mama Agnes that we got that info that we
Yeah, we got
for.
The fact sheet that we were talking about last night about them moving the money around in the budget and not giving no details. Well, we got the details.
Yeah, we got it. And we're also going to talk about the health care. We're going to go back over that, too, because I actually have that, too.
Okay.
Oh, my. So, you know, it's good to have good researchers in the background.
Yes, it is.
I want to thank those people.
Yes, indeed, sweetie.
Well, that's the Shadow Network.
That helps us out.
They're slightly more dangerous than we are.
That's exactly right, because they got the information right there in their hands.
Right there in their hands.
All right.
Yes, indeed. That's it.
So we were basically kind of catching up. We're going to go over some of the information, but I was just basically saying, I was telling you guys about a photo book that I put together, like a coffee table book. It's a little small one. And I named it City of Alexandria being the City of Promise. And I was saying how that there's promise, there's hope, there's progressiveness in the future for Alexandria. And the people just have to be part of it. Today, I found out today some young people went out to the homeless areas and was able to give out food and blankets and different
they
things.
They did a lot of great things today.
Yeah,
and I'm very, very, see, that's a part of the movement that we were discussing over the last couple of days is that we're glad to see that our people are getting out and checking on our people.
That's right.
Without being notified, told. There's not no grandiose thing.
No.
KLAB wasn't following them around with cameras, even though they wouldn't, even if they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was no – that's where Steve Maxwell isn't. That's where Brooke Burke isn't.
Mm-hmm.
They went to all of those places that Jock Roy isn't, you know, that he's never been. I've never seen him there at any of those places, or Roosevelt Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got out and took care of ourselves today.
I'm very, very happy about that.
I was going to bring that up tonight because I saw these young people on Facebook with a video, and they said they were surprised to know that there were so many homeless people here in Alexandria, Louisiana. I say, wow.
Yeah,
Yeah, they had somebody. I don't know if it was the same, but it was a group. They were young black people, and they were getting food and stuff together to bring to these people.
It was a couple of groups.
That's wonderful.
They had on the Red River, where they were giving away food and plates, and then there was a, I think it might have been a part of the same group, but they actually, instead of just sitting up there and waiting for people to come to them, they went out and searched for people.
Yeah.
Right.
And they found
That was really good.
And they were surprised. They showed where one man, it was a white man, he had a degree in architects, and something happened with his life. See, it doesn't take but a minute for something to happen to you. And he had his little house, he called a two-story building where he used boxes and the ladders, and it was amazing, the stuff that he used to do him a little two-story little building. And he built little stuff from boxes and whatever he could get his hands on for the other people. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that they have their own culture of being able to survive out there too. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
we come home hard every day and we struggle, we pay bills and we go through life. But they have the same thing. It's just a little bit different than what we're doing. And like you said, Ms. Velma, it don't take much. We want everybody's one paycheck from being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You have
that's
to understand.
That's right. That's
one paycheck
right.
from being homeless.
And I seen Uncle Willie out there serving all that good food today. What's up, Uncle Willie?
You
know,
he's out there.
That's a good thing.
Huh?
That was great.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What did he just say?
He
I was talking about
Uncle Willie.
Uncle Willie, he came in the room just now. He's actually watching the show live with us. And he said, what have you. But in response to him speaking, I was watching again. I was watching somebody else's live. I think it was his. And he opened up that grill. This is at 9:00 in the morning. He opened up that grill. I'm talking about it was chock full with everything. You could smell it through the phone.
Now you
don't know
my
about.
Son.
Yeah.
You adopted him.
You adopted him.
That's it. That's
all right. I sure did. I adopted him. When he see me coming around the corner, he know exactly what I want, and he know all his customers.
Well, I'm gonna have to get something. I've never tried Uncle Willie yet.
Oh,
I just heard things about
him. He's awesome, and he got the personality too.
Oh,
and when you see him and talk to him, he talks. I mean, he knows his customers. He know how you feeling. He know he's just awesome.
You have to have a personality to do that.
Well, he definitely knows us. Because he comes in every evening.
I know
evening.
He do know y'all.
I do. He knows.
I thank him so much.
He know you too.
Yeah.
Hold on. I can't.
When I was in the hospital, he came in and he brought me a flower and a beautiful orchid. And then after I got out, he brought me some. He know what meats I like. He brought that too. I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. That's why I'd be glad when I can get out the house so I can go see my boy.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice.
That is so sweet.
That's community.
Yeah.
That's everything coming together.
That's
as you can
right.
see, Alexandria, we kind of
mm-hmm.
been building it all along. This was just kind of like our diving board.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of diving boards,
mm-hmm.
let's go ahead and dive, because this show is going to be truncated. It's going to be abbreviated.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and jump right into where we left off last night, speaking about this big meeting, which is the city council meeting that's going to take place.
Before we get started with that,
on next Tuesday, go ahead.
Don't forget, early voting starts on the 24th.
Oh.
Early voting is the 24th.
That's Monday.
Yeah. I think it's the 24th to December the 1st. The 24th to December the 1st is early voting. And then don't forget to go to the polls on December the 8th, you guys. Please go. I'm thinking about doing the early voting.
Oh, no. Early voting is the only way to go, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Because it keeps all the balls down.
I like early voting. I really do.
I always early vote.
Yeah, I think I'm an early vote again. I did it the first time. That was the first time I ever done
it. That was a good experience.
Yeah. So you guys keep that in mind.
Okay, so now I'm getting
November
into the chat
24th,
room.
December the 1st, and then December the 8th, the regular day for voting.
Okay. Okay, now I'm in the chat room. I'm sending love. Look, there's plenty of love to go around. I'm sending plenty of love.
Okay.
All right. So last night we got stuck on one section of the upcoming city council agenda,
mm-hmm.
where they spoke about,
which is November the
27th. Yeah, next Tuesday.
At 5 o'clock.
Next Tuesday.
The committee meets
at 4 o'clock.
That's when the committee meets.
That's the part that we need to be for.
Yeah.
Because that's the part we're about to talk about.
But they're going to have it on the agenda too, on the regular agenda, the 5 o'clock
agenda. Yeah,
it's
number 23 too.
Yeah. Mhm.
So, I guess they'll do the pre-discussions in FOP.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So, agenda item number 23. Agenda item number 23, to consider final adoption of an ordinance amending the 2018-2019 capital budget, transferring funds between projects.
Okay.
And I know the wording. If you would have just got the agenda, like what they hand out at the door when you get there, you wouldn't know nothing about what they was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if the old days were there when nobody was doing the research, then nobody would have knew the difference about what they was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But today's time, it calls for us to do our due diligence as freelance journalists to find out what the facts were. And we do a better job of it than Lamar White. Which that I didn't need to say that, but I just thought of it. On the screen,
and yes,
you guys.
Well, I see that emotion.
Yes. On the screen, you guys, I have the actual budget transfers that they're speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not believe what made the list.
Come on,
what made the list? What made the list? Downtown Willow Glen, 138 KV rebuild. The current budget is set at $2,290,000. There's going to be a decrease of $164,000, totaling, leaving it out to $2,126,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, downtown Willow Glen, out of District 3, they're taking $164,000. Now,
wow.
the Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect is a $2 million budget at $2,210,000, and it's going to get a increase of $164,000.
So what they're doing is they're taking out the Willow Glen.
They're taking out the downtown.
And
yeah.
They're putting it somewhere else.
Yeah, they put it into the Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect. That's what they're doing.
So what I'm is anything having to do with downtown Willow Glen rebuild, that shouldn't be touched. That shouldn't be bothered because that needs to, whatever is allotted to that has already been raped enough. So they went back into that and they pulled $164,000 out of that and sent it to the Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect for the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they moved.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay, so Whatever project this is, this 411-721-901, downtown.
Okay.
It's the downtown Willow Glen 138 KV rebuild.
Okay.
And like I said, they took it was a $2 million budget that was the current budget. They decreased it by $164,000.
Mhm.
Then you go to the next.
Somebody else.
You go to the next item, and it's the Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect, which I don't know where that is. But they took the money out of downtown Willow Glen, the thing I just talked about, and they put it there.
Yeah.
So they increased the budget there.
Okay.
The next line item is the Adams Station 2400V. Adams Station, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that has something to do with utility systems. I want to say, because that looks like volts to me.
Yeah, it looks like volts to me.
And it's Adams Station, so they're going to decrease that money, and they're going to take that, and they're going to put that in to the replace the water wells.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it started out at 109,284. They took 57,561 from it, leaving it with 51,723. Now, to replace the water wells, which is has a budget of 1,778,130, they turned around and increased it with the 57,561
so
that they took from the
atom. They moved it around. They moved it around and something else.
Yeah, they're moving it back. They're moving it from the Adam Station to replace the water wells.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
new budget, amended budget amount is $1,844,691. Then you have the Annandale Road improvement, which is $464,199.
Now, before you do that, where is Annandale Road?
I know.
I tell you where it is. You know where U-Haul is?
Yeah.
U-Haul.
Okay, I know it.
All right, you
yeah.
go down the street, you see Annandale Church.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A big white church right there on that corner.
And so that's in Roosevelt's district.
Yeah, that's the district too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So out of district two, they're going to pull $90,000 out in
mm-hmm.
road work funds,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to put it in the water well reclamation.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're moving money from road projects
into,
to utilities.
Yeah, that's what it
sure
sounds
is.
That's what it,
that's
what they're doing.
That's what it sounds like. Okay,
that's
and then
why
that might
the reason why his hotel didn't win.
There you go.
Okay, with the water well reclamation, it says here
they're increasing it by 90,000.
They're
yeah.
increasing that one by 90,000. That started out at 1,879,129. Now with that 90,000 increase, that leaves it with 1,969,129.
I'm trying to figure out the logic behind this because
they moved the money around. That means more money for them.
No, actually, she might be onto something because if I'm not mistaken, they have contracts.
You moving the money around.
Pan Am is the one that actually does the work.
Yeah, but they've already, if that contract is already being is already done, then the money is already there for them to use. They don't have to. They would have to agree and have to get the city council to agree on a budget for that. They don't. They're not doing that.
They're moving the money around. That's right.
Embezzlement because they moving the money around. You're not supposed when you have.
But they're legally what they're doing is they're taking projects that are already funded.
Yeah, yes.
This is money
already
that's already
funded, and they're taking that money from the fund.
But my question is this, because there's a lot of questions to unpack here. Why were we short with the Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect by $164,000, where we had to take it from Willow Glen?
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So why are they moving this money?
What are they doing?
Moving the money around.
You're right. If you want to look at it like that, when you unpack it, you're right. You're right about that. Why are you pulling this money out?
Out from that and putting it somewhere else. Willow Glen is just as important as that other place. Why are you moving the money around?
And to be honest with you, the budgets actually are kind of the current budget is $2,290,000.
For Willow Glen.
The Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect is $2,210,000. So it's only a difference of $80,000 between these two budgets,
mm-hmm.
but they're taking $164,000 out of that, and they're putting it. Wow.
See how they're moving that money around?
Yeah.
And the places where they're taking this money, it's going to be hurting us, right?
Right.
Well, the fact that they're moving the money.
Whatever they're doing with that money, they're moving it around to somewhere else. When you have something allocated for one thing, you're supposed to use it for that one thing.
Well, see,
you're not
another
supposed
thing,
to move that money around like that.
You're right, but see, what we're trying to figure out is why are these other projects short money?
Well, the other question, too,
well,
on
if you
top
look
of,
at it, if you figure it out, figure the whole thing out, I bet you it's going to all come up to one price after they move all that money around.
Well, if you take if you add up 160,
look at the companies that the city is entering into agreements with to maintain city properties like the utilities. Introduction, this is item number 6. Introduction of an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter an agreement with Pan American Engineers, LLC, for engineering services related to the replacement of a CMU wall and roofing at the wastewater treatment plant shop and vehicle storage. So we're saying that they're using Pan Am to take care of city properties.
Yeah, because they have a contract with them, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's where, essentially, that's where the budget would go to in the fact of them moving the money around. And I might be following a wild goose.
Yeah, because I'm trying, that
it's
doesn't,
convoluted. It's so convoluted. It shouldn't be this convoluted. It shouldn't be this difficult.
But see, it seemed like to me, if you have a project, all right, that's just like you say you're going to buy a truck, and you got the money for the truck. And you go up there and you say, no, I want this car.
But now you got to take the truck and buy the car.
That's right.
So
you
I want to know what the motive is.
Why
and why now?
Why now? And then why wasn't these projects properly funded?
No, and the other good question is, it's not a good question once you look at the paperwork. The other good question is if they had a current budget for these projects
already,
then they already did the research.
They're changing it.
And that means that this project needed this amount of
money in it, yeah, already.
So why
are you moving it?
You're moving it around.
Why are you moving it?
Yeah, you're right.
If you have that much money for one project and you already signed off on that project for that amount of money, you are not supposed to move that money nowhere else but what you say you're going to do it for, because you done already did a contract on it.
But see, you have to understand, if this is capital outlay money,
they can make an amendment to the
budget.
Yeah, it is the capital budget.
Yeah, because that's the budget where all the money sits. It's like a big pot, and they can pull it out and do whatever.
Or maybe this is what we've been talking about the whole time, about them taking money from one project
and putting it into the... Yeah, that's what's been happening.
Okay.
But my thing is, why wasn't these projects properly funded from
the
get-go? So
from
you wouldn't have
beginning.
On purpose.
Wait, why are we moving the money?
Yeah, why do you need to move the money? And
What's the reasoning behind moving the money from Third Street to a water plant? When you should have had that money for that water plant all along.
Now, is Enterprise Acadian, is that a location or is that actual street?
I don't know.
Enterprise is down off
of
Roosevelt's
district. Yeah, those are all
Roosevelt's districts.
I think this is
That's down MacArthur. That's not too far from Shipley Donuts Enterprise.
It's all Roosevelt's district.
You know, they got that Enterprise car rental place right down on that road.
So my question is, again, why, okay, you're moving this money around, so why isn't it a fact sheet for each one of these projects that the money needs
that
to be moved
you're
in?
Moving around.
Well, I got another great question. Why are you taking money out of District 3 and giving it to District 2?
Because Willow Glen is in.
You're giving $164,000
from
District 3 to give it to District 2.
District 2 already had enough money to run their project.
Well,
they had just as amount.
Right.
The same. All right, so now we get into. So you got to ask a lot of questions to get to the key question.
Yes.
So we still ain't done yet. They got the the lift station standby power. They're taking $30,000 from that and put it into the sewer line rehab.
Where's this lifted thing at?
It doesn't say.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So let's just say this: the lift station standby power.
Mm-hmm.
That's utilities.
It sure is.
That's utilities.
If they talking about that lift station right here on the inner Third Street, right there at the corner Third, it's brand new.
So okay, how many lift stations we need to find out? How many lift stations there are?
That's right. Why do you have, if you got to do all that, why do you have this station down on Hudson then? I thought that would take care of the whole Alexandria.
So we ask some questions here. Are majority of these lift stations in District 3?
No, they could be all over. They don't have to necessarily
be.
Well,
I know that there's one above ground, the standby power station, that's right there off of Willow Glen,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken.
It's two of them. It's one on the corner of Jones Street. That's
mm-hmm.
the lift station. And it's one across the street from Reese's.
Okay. Both in District 3.
Okay, that's both in District 3.
So is this budget amendment essentially taking money
from
District 3 and giving it to
District
2?
That's exactly what it is. And then you turn it into District 2, District 2 might not even need it. That money might be going in somebody's pocket.
That's the part I'm talking about.
So what we need to do is, if we have...
I don't think we're going to get the answers we really, really want, because we're going to have to know somebody that's inside the city to get...
No. You can stand up there and ask a question about these different areas.
That was my next step. Tuesday night?
We need to find out what districts this money is moving from and going to.
Come Tuesday. Well, we see who it's going to and coming to.
Yeah.
I want to know why. What is lacking in their budget that they're not...
Well, see, the thing about it is, I thought when you put money in one district, it stay in that district.
I thought so, too.
Now, especially in a district like District 3.
Now, this is all, you guys, look, this is all utility, electric, and water, wastewater, and gas. So this is utilities.
So let me ask this question. Is this Jock Roy and Roosevelt Johnson's way of getting back at everybody and securing a couple bags on their way out?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Because I could have swore if you allocate so much money to one district, that money is supposed to stay in that district. It's not supposed to go around the world and come back.
Miss Agnes, you know they've been doing this for a while.
Why are they padding District 2's books, though? Why are they padding their account? They already had their budget.
They're padding that account. They ain't padding it for nothing. They're padding it for their pocket.
Yeah, I'm very curious to make sure that we know exactly where they're talking about.
Where
did the money go that
Why
you already
you
had set up for
to
it?
To move around money if you had money already set aside
if
for you
already had money set aside for it?
Don't you go to Harry Silver's district and pull out the money?
See, we have to find out where these other places are before we say that, because not all of that is District
3. Well, I believe most of this is District 3, Mama, because this downtown Willow Glen.
You never call me Mama on
it. Yeah, well, you know my mama. Shit, what else supposed to call you? It's the holidays. The Willow Glen, downtown Willow Glen is District 3. They're taking that and they're moving it to Enterprise and Acadian. That's District 2.
What are you all calling downtown Willow Glen?
Huh?
What are you all calling downtown Willow Glen?
Well, that's the name.
Downtown Willow Glen is all in one district.
Yeah, it's all in District 3.
Yeah.
That's the name of the expense that they have.
Okay, because I thought that was Third Street. I didn't know that you still call Third Street Willow Glen.
Well, I think
no,
I think
Thursday,
it
Thursday World Grand is right here at this light.
Yeah.
At
I
this
know.
Light.
I know, but when you know, like I say, a lot of times I don't say much because I'm not understanding what you are all saying. But I was just wondering when you all kept saying downtown Willow Glen, I was just trying to I'm just trying to understand. That's all.
All right, on the screen, on the actually have the paper that we're reading off of, and the expense item number, the expense item name is 411-721-901, otherwise known as Downtown Willow Glen 138. KV rebuild.
Yeah.
So this was money set aside to
for
rebuild
that,
something.
That's right. That's right.
And they taking that money.
Never got rebuilt.
And they
huh?
bring it, and they go and bring it somewhere else when
yeah,
it was allocated for that particular.
Yeah. At this rate, they're not going to rebuild it because they're taking 160. It's not going to get rebuilt the way it was supposed to be.
And now it says now it's
not going to get rebuilt at all.
It's saying it's sending it to Enterprise Acadian Gas Interconnect.
So that's over there where we just said, over there by Shipley Donuts. So they're taking money from District 3 and moving it to District 2.
Yeah.
That's something
and,
we can confirm. Adam Station.
Yeah, Adam Station to replace water wells, which we don't know where the water well's at. We have
which
to find
would be
that
District
out.
2, because that's the rest
another,
of their project. That's the rest
another,
of their project.
There's
yep.
another.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's another Enterprise Road out there going toward Highway 1, isn't it?
Sure is.
Going
right,
that
right.
way.
There's another Enterprise Road. Sure is. Going toward Boyce.
Yeah.
Park. Oh, yeah. You
Park
know what it sure
Park.
Is. Too.
Now, is that
what's
in the city limits?
That's another Enterprise Road.
Well, okay. So, these are all questions that need answers,
yeah.
basically. So, what was I was going towards the fact that what is this the rest of that project? Because Mr. Porter said something very important on one of his vignettes while he was doing the campaign. He said that there was a much more inclusive plan to keep District 2 from flooding.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was supposed to be all encompassing. It wasn't supposed to be the three water pumps that they had. It was supposed to be four 17,000 gallon water pumps.
Sure did. He sure did say it.
He said it. And if they're taking the money from District 2 to bring it to District 3, so they trying to. Or whatever they doing, why they not putting those 17,000 gallon things in District 2?
Because they already did that. They installed three 10,000 gallon pumps.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be four.
Well, that's where I think, because look at what they're fixing. Sewer line rehab, water well reclamation. And this is all District 3, or this is all District 2. That we're talking about. What district needed the most work done as far as I wonder if Roosevelt came up with this.
I don't know.
No, but
you know,
our new councilman said that once they found out that somebody else was running, oh, they knew it was getting close to election time, they did something to make it appear
something
like
that's right,
drainage.
To make it appear like they were doing something.
When in fact they wasn't doing it the way that it needed to be done, and the people didn't know that until Mr. Porter, you know,
pointed it out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right.
Look at what we done uncovered, y'all.
So Enterprise must have a flooding problem. So Enterprise must be in Lavadane's area, right?
Yeah, you know what? That's right. Enterprise is out there by Highway 1. You're right. That is. That's not District 2. That's District 1.
Enterprise Road does go out there by Enterprise Rental Car. And it is over there, but that's District 1.
Yeah, but
that's
it
right.
goes around, too. It goes around, and it's over there off of North Bolton Avenue, too, Enterprise,
yeah.
because you can go to Boyce and pass right by Enterprise Road.
That's right.
Yeah,
well,
right
see,
up
this is,
by that Comfort, by that hotel.
We,
sure.
This is why we need to be there in mass Tuesday night, because this, what y'all seeing on y'all screens, does not
Wait, you know what? I think that is Lavadan District because that's where that bridge is that they're not fixing.
That's
right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. That he's been raising hell with for the folks to be able to fix that bridge, and they never did do it.
For 2 years, 2 or 3 years, and they never did it. So they're going to take the money from this side of town and go do the bridge where they then took the money on the other side of town.
But you know what? It sounds like they're taking money from Roosevelt, Jewel.
From everybody. Yeah.
And
everybody.
And fixing it, they're not going to bother Joe too much because he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the other side of town, too. But those other three black guys look like they're messing with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, this
seems targeted.
It seems targeted and it seems logical. We're not outside our boundaries of logic here because I haven't seen anything revealing the fact that they're going to go touch anything in Harry Silver's district.
Or Fowler.
Or Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Or Villard's district. Why are they watching that? But I know they got some money over there, too. If you got money allocated for 2 and 3, you know you got some money allocated for 1 and 3 and 4.
Well, you know, Villard is councilman at large by name only. By name only.
Because he doesn't know what nothing is.
He's only concerned about Miss Becky's side of the town.
Yeah, that's right. So, but the thing about it is, all right, that money that they allocated to go to Enterprise, why they didn't take that sidewalk money and use it for that?
You know what? I'm about tired of talking about this doggone sidewalk. But this sidewalk should have never been built. This sidewalk is actually more expensive than all the money they're moving around right now. If you added up
that's
all the money.
That's what I'm talking about. They could have fixed a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, why aren't they touching the sidewalk money?
Why are
they
not touching that?
And
yeah.
So
there ain't nobody walking around over there anyway. What's so big about this sidewalk that it got to be done? That's what I want to know.
Because of its location. You're talking about MacArthur and Jackson. He calls it the business corridor. I call it over there by Chick-fil-A and where his other buddies over there at that Daiquiri Express or whatever the hell's over there.
Ain't nobody walking in that area.
Sure ain't.
Is it too late? I mean, when the new administration come in, will they be able to do anything about that? Or that's already signed, sealed, and delivered, and it's going to be done no matter what?
I don't know. That would be nice.
I believe that there are provisions set up because, like, it's just, I think it came out of the capital budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just like they're making amendments to this one, which I think this is the wrong set of amendments to make anyway.
Yeah.
This was the incorrect set of amendments to make because this has nothing, this has value. You're taking money out of neighborhoods that are in need of the budget that they have in place. And you're not bothering a sidewalk, an electric sidewalk, where it's a treadmill. It's got lights on it and looks like Christmas all the time. Nobody needs that, especially when there's no foot traffic there. And the cost of that sidewalk project is more expensive than fixing everything that you're talking about taking. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. You can fix. Look, that bridge could have been done. All the roads could have been fixed. Everything could have been done for what they paid for that sidewalk and that dog park together.
Well, the dog park
needs to be X'd out and sell that place to the dollar store.
Well, the amount of the dog park is actually a little bit less than the amount of money that you're taking from Willow Glen down, well, that whole project. So they're taking $164,000. The dog park only cost $160,000. So that's just going to show you that a lot of these problems could have been fixed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so,
then at the dog park, you very seldom, you may see Miss Becky walking the dog, and that's every now and then. You don't really see anybody walking in the dogs.
Well,
at least I don't.
Well, first of all, Miss Becky ain't going. She might go one time, but she ain't going no more because there's a lot of us around there.
That's what I'm saying. You know, we don't have to have a dog park to walk our dogs. We just walk our dogs wherever we want to.
And what dogs go out by itself.
So, but all I've never seen us walking a dog over there. I just only seen people like Miss Becky over there, and that's every now and then.
And see, the thing about it is, they could take that money from that dog park that they had $160,000 for, and sell that lot to the dollar store. Now.
Well, I don't do it now because it's already been built.
They're working on that across the city park. I see that they start digging it up.
They're
digging it up for the dollar store.
You better put them utility trucks out there. You better make them look like they're doing something.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's too late.
I think this is a trick. I think this is a trick play. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to tell you, well, this is what their argument is going to be. Well, it's going to be beneficial to, it's going to be, we're not going
to
be losing anything. We're not going to be losing anything. We're just going to be removing, we're going to be reallocating money to fix problems that were in existence. Now, if you can reallocate money as your fourth quarter, fourth down, you down by three, and you trying to get on there to the field goal, and this is your plan, then that means the whole time you've been playing, you could have been and fixed all this.
Mm-hmm.
And
you could have been fixed.
What they're going to try to do is all this stuff that people don't understand, that you know, has not been coming to the city. What's going to happen as they get further along into Jeff terms, here they're going to come back and say, see, this is what we did to improve Alexandria, and now the new administration is coming along, and they're messing it up, when in fact they're trying to correct what the old administration has done.
They're done.
But I have to
but
know
they
that.
They ran it in a ditch.
Yeah.
This is the end of them running it into the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
This is their last ditch. No pun intended.
That's what I said.
This is their last ditch. And that's what we called it. We called it last night.
Mm-hmm.
We said this looked fishy. And sure enough, as soon as we got the fact sheet, it looked exactly how it looked. And
mm-hmm.
it looks fishy as I don't know what. So I want to encourage everybody, if you have the time, if not, treat this as if you were going to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to that city hall at 4 o'clock. On 27th,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
That's right. And let them explain it. So that little short, bald-headed man that sit at the desk, he gonna try to come up with something else. What's his name?
You talking about Giff?
Yeah, Giff.
Giff's
gonna come up and say, we use that money on this, and we're gonna turn around and use that money on that. Well, you should have had your money in place from the get go.
We could tell him to shut up. This is your last meeting. You can shut the hell up and sit there. This has got to be a unified front for this to actually go through, just in case they meet any blowback.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all know that they're back there anyway. So, you know, so if we show up and ask the questions, they might just crumble in front of us.
Okay, another thing, now that we went through the budget, let's talk about this insurance thing, this insurance coverage thing, situation here. So what I want to talk about, I want to get it right here, because we already read what it said from yesterday, so we don't need to go back over that. That's a lot of reading. It says introduction. It says the City of Alexandria, for the purpose of providing health insurance inclusion and matches here under to regular full-time and properly tenured unclassified employees and properly tenured elected officials.
It's too much.
Listen, just let me finish.
There's a lot of words.
The qualified recipients shall allow qualified recipients to continue participating as retirees in its health insurance program, the post-employment benefit. It says the post-employment benefit policy states it establishes the guidelines under which the post-employment benefit will be made to qualified recipients in addition to the requirements set forth throughout this ordinance, such as the policy only applies to persons who were full-time unclassified employees, the mayor or a council member whose employment or service ended on or after December 3rd, 2018, and who are or were under the age of 65 and employed or served 10 years plus one 24-hour day with uninterrupted service, or 15 years of combined service with an at least one 5-year period of uninterrupted service, and therefore that person qualifies as a retiree for purposes of participating in the city health plan only. Now,
I got a question. When you say retiree, that mean a check too?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That mm-hmm. goes. Yeah, definitely.
That means a check plus insurance.
Well, it's
when you say
retiree
means you get a check.
Yeah.
This sounds like this verbiage was custom made
mm-hmm.
for Jock
and Roosevelt.
Yeah. This is their parachute.
No, not only them. You got.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's where it starts at.
And everybody else, you got.
Yeah,
Mark.
But you're not supposed to. You're only supposed to get. If he worked at 12 years, he's supposed to get 12 years of 1 week for every year he's been there. All right. But when you say retiree, he can get it at 55, a check.
It says under the age of 65 and employed or served 10 years plus one 24-hour day with uninterrupted service or 15 years of combined service with at least one 5-year period of uninterrupted service. That sounds like Jock and Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have just put that together. It needs to be checked. How long has that been in existence? And check what was it before that?
What did the state say? What does the state say about that?
Hold up, you guys.
That's where it needs to come because
they're putting
stuff together.
Okay, hold up. It says the purpose of the post-employment benefit. Persons with these years of service have provided a significant public benefit and purpose. The policy, therefore, is for a public purpose. Then it says eligibility to receive the payment. Qualified recipients of the city shall be defined as those employees who were not classified employees and who qualify under Section 1 with that time counted back from December 3, 2018 as provided therein and who are regular employees, full-time employees, unclassified employees, the mayor or council members, and considering the terms regular and full-time employees include employees who fall within the unclassified service categories as those categories is defined in Rule 5 of the City of Alexandria Civil Service Rules and Regulations. However,
part of
the city are not eligible under this policy. See, this comes from the civil service.
What are the chances that the city has part-time workers?
They got part-time workers.
They have a few, but they're not worried about them. They're worried about their own hires.
Now, let's talk about the funding of this post-employment benefit. The contributions for the UHP shall be made as with other retirees in the classified services and down there for Section 1, be it ordained by the city council, the council of the city of Alexandria, Louisiana, in legal session, convened that the council adopts and fully authorize the policy and authorize the policy to be written into existing ordinances and policies to implement the new UHMP.
which is the name of the plan, I guess. Now, before we go there, I wanted to see something else. It talked about where this all came from. Let's see here. Provides availability. Oh, okay. It says, whereas the City of Alexandria provides availability of health insurance coverage to these qualifying employees and their families as much to benefit the employees as to benefit the city and taxpayers. The provisions of health services access and coverage provide certainty and predictability to the lives and thus retention of employees, ensures well-being, and cuts down on stress through monitored and considered health crises and issues, and reduces absenteeism and other problems at work by reducing this increasing stressor in modern society. Thus, the City of Alexandria shows while Article 6, Section 14 of the 1974 Louisiana Constitution, Section 14,
oh, yeah, they did their homework,
generally prohibits the loan, pledge, or donation of public funds, credit, and property to any person, association, or corporation, public or private, the state in its wisdom historically has considered the benefits of health services access and coverage for public employees for decades, both as a workplace countermeasure to stress, to pool resources as an enticement and benefit to employees who might otherwise work in the private sector because of higher comparative pay. Government pooling of resources has become a customary norm in the provision of health services access and coverage for public employees. Accordingly, the people of Louisiana approved the constitutional exception to the general prohibition found in Section 14A, which at Constitution, okay, 14B2 authorizes the use of public funds for contributions to pension and insurance programs for public employees. And whereas, as detailed, the people of Louisiana declared the use of public funds for contributions to pension and insurance programs for public employees and approved public purposes as authorized and regulated by local ordinance, and whereas in keeping with these recitals, the City of Alexandria provides for health insurance coverage matches as part of its benefit in addition to regular compensation to its employees, including to unclassified employees and elected officials. Now, so what they're saying is, according to the Constitution, they have a right to request this. Now, they have a right to y'all funds, because you said public funds. So you guys pay for their insurance.
Actually, on the paper that you're not reading, they explain it a little bit more here. This is what the councilman will be reading.
Okay. What is it?
This is the actual agenda item fact sheet.
Yeah.
On the agenda item fact sheet, It explains exactly what you just said, but it goes into depth about what this 457 is.
Yeah, that's what you definitely.
Okay.
That's
whereas the city established a 457 government employee plan sometime after 1986, which has been in effect since then, the 457 plan, and whereas the city established the 457 plan to provide deferred compensation for certain city employees. These employees typically were unclassified employees who could elect this 457 plan or the regular classified retirement plan with some limitation as to the latter. Now, I will tell you this. Shortly after that election took place and shortly after Roosevelt lost, there was already murmurs of him making sure that he was able to make sure that he was able to qualify for a retirement plan from the city. That was being discussed almost the next day. So somewhere,
see, that's
if this,
what I'm talking about, anywhere else you work, 10 years you vested. You can only get what you with, you know, 10 years you vested. But when it come down to the insurance, see, they trying to get retirement plus insurance.
Well, they are going to get it.
Well, it says the city established a 457 plan providing that the chief elected official of the city and or his designee shall be the plan administrator. So Jock Roy is the plan administrator of the 457. The city currently has two custodians for the 457 plan, Nationwide and Mass Mutual. Customarily, the plan administrator allowed a committee of the division heads led by the human resource director to administer the funds. So the people that are going to be shelling out this money are people that Jacquet put in place.
Exactly.
They established the plan rules and regulations, investment choices, brokerage, and any other choices in strict compliance with IRC Section 457. Whereas the City of Alexandria wishes to create freedom of choice and allow participants to choose cost-effective brokerage and reduce the burden of higher investment and so-termed hidden fees or loads on investments by allowing the 457 plan participants to retain their accounts with qualified investment brokers already providing services. Nothing herein prohibits the creation of a new additional 457 government employee plan with any number of new brokers and other investment custodians, choices, and options. They've made themselves a golden parachute.
That's right.
They sure did. And don't have to work for it.
To do it with.
They use public. They've been, okay, so essentially what I'm understanding is their money that they've been paying in into the retirement plan, the mayor has a committee of people that are working on behalf of the city and its employees to invest that money into wherever they
that's
want to. You have options.
That's what the 457 plan.
Now, the other question is, I know we'll never get the answer, but really, do we need to find out what they invested in?
No, because that's not, it's not relevant.
You sure? Because I'm sure there's a couple of local companies that would beg to differ.
But no, not if these companies are not on the
stock. No, you cannot tell nobody what to invest in.
Yeah, you can't tell, and you can't tell what you invested in.
That's portfolio. That's your private.
But there's always benefit in the investment. If you are invested into this one stock, there is a benefit for that. I'm sure there is. And you've got the mayor's committee or his panel of people making decisions with retirement money. It appears that they're entitled to it. They paid into it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the insurance part is the part that's a whole different ball game. Because the insurance part, you're looking to collect both retirement and insurance from the city, which, I mean, you have invested stocks, so it's not like you're without the ability to get you new insurance. You just won't have the same one as you had with the city, which I don't see where the real problem is because you can go get your own insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Why continue having a taxpayer?
You can go ACA and get you some insurance. But I tell you one thing. You know who needs to look at that? Sister girl.
Mike Williams?
What?
Who? What's her name? In Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I start with an M.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. They do too.
I know who you're talking about.
They need to look at that.
I think we can shuffle this off.
They need to look at that because that could be crooked as hell.
Well, the idea that
let me tell you how it was with me. We put in, like in the 401. All right, when you lose your job, you can either leave your money there or you can take your money and put it in a different bank or put it in an IRA. But if you touch it, you got to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, it's a penalty to taking it out early.
Now, on the insurance part, it's 1 week for every year you've been there. If you've been there 12 years, you get 12 weeks of insurance.
Miss Agnes, I hear what you're saying, but my issue with this is if you notice that they don't have a timeline.
And that should have a timeline because it's no way in hell that you going to have insurance the rest of your life and you only work 12 years.
I don't think that's fair. This is not the president. This is not Congress.
They think they're the president.
This is not
but
Congress.
You know what?
They have health insurance.
You know what? Ben Rouge needs to know about this.
Well, we can't slide it on down the road. Y'all know we got the connects. So we this could
slide
be easily
slide it on down the road to the chick with the blonde hair, the brownish hair.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she would love to see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just think it's kind of, I mean, they're not, it's not like their job was so great that they did such a great job.
It was so hard. It was so hard. Did you hear about all the stressors and the reason why they needed to retain that type of insurance?
Yeah.
Because of all the
stressors. No. They don't have no pre-existing condition. And if they did, they can go to ACA.
They have one pre-existing condition.
And you're only supposed to have 1 week for every year you work there. And I'd call her first thing in the morning and tell her, look at this.
Because you know what?
Look at this.
Now it's other cities who do this.
Yeah, I'm sure, but
are they going that far?
It's a difference when you didn't fleece your citizens out of their money through the utility. That's a different story.
Or lie to them.
Or my thing is, I don't think it's fair.
And
I don't understand.
You know what I don't understand? Why in the hell they gave, the city council gave all that, I know why, because it was 4-3. But why in the hell they gave him all that authority?
Who?
Jack
Roy.
Well, that's the way it was set up that way.
Yeah, you know, look, he had the authority to appoint the board, right? You're paying all this money into this retirement plan. He had the authority to appoint the people on the board to handle the money.
Mm-hmm. I know, but see, you know, that should have been the city council's deal.
Huh?
Not him.
But that goes back to 4-3.
That's right.
Y'all keep in mind, this is the final city council meeting of this administration.
Yeah, we knew it was all because with him having all the power, they did not need a city council if he was going to make all the decisions.
Let him make all the decisions.
So we know it's new. You know, we know it's a new season now. So we
I can't understand why a mayor got that much power.
Because I have 14 lawyers, and we spend almost $2 million a year on they were suing citizens, weren't they?
He was having tying them up in court in litigation. He tied a lot of them up in court.
And you know, the longer you tie something up in court,
that's
the more you got to pay.
Yeah.
And guess where that money coming from?
From y'all.
That's right.
That money. Yeah, that's why.
I just can't see why they gave him so much power. Shit, he got just as much power as Trump.
That you had a weak council and a strong administration. That's what happened.
You had a Napoleonic. He was still going by the French rules for real. I think he knows.
Rojo and Villard, they didn't have any understanding. Now, what you call him? Antique. Antique has much more understanding.
Oh yeah, baby.
Than the other two. So Jacques could tell them what to do.
Exactly.
And they would seem like, as long as they were, this is just me saying it, as long as they were getting paid.
Oh, you're right.
They wasn't trying to find out anything. They didn't want to know anything. As long as he could tell them what to do, they could sit on that seat, and I don't know how much they get a month, but they could get paid. And that's all they were interested in, is getting paid.
They were getting kicked all the time. I believe there were kickbacks, and that's just me saying that. Now, I also want to go on record and say this also. Now, when you're sitting in a city council meeting, and you have the three councilmen that don't vote with the administration or actually have questions, a lot of times a lot of sparks would fly up because of questions, just questions. And when they had somebody question their authority, you have...
Then they come on downstairs and start acting a fool.
Got Chuck Johnson, Trey Gist, I believe, now that we know more about the inner workings, Ms. Donna, you got Roosevelt, Villard, Fowler. You have all these people in this room against three men.
So what could you do?
They could do anything.
They could do nothing.
Something now.
But no, Lord, they...
You got to pay the piper. And you're going to have to explain to us what is preventing you, because that's the bigger question. What's preventing you from using the money that you've invested from going to go get your own insurance?
Insurance.
Why do you need to be maintained on the city's dime?
Yeah, on the city's dime. That's right. What is the purpose of us continuing?
And you know what? The DHH need to know about that too.
I think there's a lot of unethical things that took place. I don't know how much. I don't know if
a lot of undercover stuff happened.
I don't know how far Mr. Hall is wanting to go into all that. I'm almost certain that he just wants to pick up the pieces and just try to put everything back together and get us moving forward as quick as possible. But there's a lot of questions about ethics that come up when you get issues
right.
Like. And then you got a Catherine Davidson confirming what we're saying. And essentially, just check this out. Remember when they tried to rip her apart on KLAB? Remember what she said? She said everything
she
we said.
She didn't want to do no more illegal stuff.
And she can't take it back. She said it on TV.
Because it's on TV.
And she challenged him to a debate.
And it's recorded.
And she challenged him to a debate, which means that she knows the absolute truth. So, like I said, you know, this show serves multi-purposes, but this show here, we uncovered some stuff, and we might only scratch the surface. It might be so much more. We don't even know. We'll probably
never
know.
It might be so crooked you can't undo it. Shit.
That's true.
It might be so crooked, just like they're going to. Now, you done allocated so much money for one district, and then you're going to take that money from one district and put it in another one.
To fix something
now,
that could have been.
Is that legal?
Yes, you can. As long as they can vote on it, as long as it's that 4-3, which it will be that 4-3, but the other voice in the room is going to be the number of people coming up to ask these questions. I'm hoping that the mayor is in attendance because he can answer them.
He ain't gonna be there.
No, he's gonna be there.
He's gonna have to be there.
No, he don't have to. But I'm
promise. He's gonna have to
be
for this
there.
One.
I believe he's gonna be there.
Cause there's a lot on the line right now.
Well,
his insurance is on the line.
So he's gonna be there.
And you're gonna have to answer those questions. And I'm gonna sign up.
I wonder if Baton Rouge. Have anything to do, it has something on record that says you get 1 week for every year you've been there.
Well, I think this is a parochial thing.
Yes.
It's not parochial, that's parish. This is a city thing. This is completely controlled by the city. This one fact is completely controlled by the city.
It's not the same as if you work for the federal government, if you work for the
state.
And when you work for the public or the private sector, it's a whole different ball game. So we really can't compare.
Apple to oranges.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to also look at the idea that in the Constitution. It says in the Constitution that we have to pay them. They put that.
I think, like you said, go ahead and collect your retirement.
Yeah.
What do you need the insurance for?
That's right. You should have to look for insurance just like we do.
Just like everybody else.
You're a regular citizen now. You're not a godhead. You're not a don.
No.
So it's not like you didn't even serve the city that well. I wish this was based on job performance, because then we really have to take a couple weeks to figure this out.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know what to say.
I was wondering if like Rojo and Fowler and all those people, did they have other jobs besides being city councilmen?
Yes.
Rojo, let me see.
Okay, so that means that they part time at the city council, right?
No. Because they somewhere in all that she read, they met those conditions.
They met the conditions.
So Villard owns property, so he's in the property business. Rojo drives Tonka trucks for the circus in his spare time.
No, you don't.
And he works at the Youth Challenge Program as a punching bag.
No.
Oh, I'm giving out incorrect information.
No, that's incorrect information.
Oh.
He's a training officer at the Renaissance, and he's a transport person for the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Department, where he takes the workers out to the different work sites.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's probably a hookup job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Both of them were.
Uh-huh.
That's how we do.
I mean, so you're looking at, you know, Rojo got a lot in return. We kid about how much he got in donations, but he walked away with 50 grand. He made 50 grand this time. And then you want to talk about Kay Miguel, she walked away with 120 grand.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't walk home.
Yeah, they're not going home with their heads down.
That's
Rojo
true.
Can take some of that money that he won off of that scratch-off tickets, and he can go get his own damn insurance.
You
look out the
straight.
Yeah,
I'm
crazy.
If he had lost it all down there.
Y'all so crazy. Stop.
You can't put your insurance
on
the table.
He's going to the wrong place. He went to the wrong place. Marsville is tight as beeswax.
Damn. Y'all behave.
Said he took his retirement plan. Tina.
Stop.
I mean, I've paid 10 years.
Well, see, your retirement plan, and now this is the way they did us. Your retirement plan, they give it to you all at one time. And you have to roll it over. And if you take anything out of that retirement plan, you're going to be penalized when you take it out and when you do your taxes.
I will tell you this. Jock already had his golden parachute. All this paperwork is for Roosevelt, because this didn't come about until after the election. Jock already had his. And
if
you heard what he said.
If he took any money out of that retirement plan, he got to pay the penalty on it, because he don't have the age. You got to be 59 and a half. And then when you do your taxes, you still got to put it on your taxes.
But you know what? These people, y'all sort of like, these are not no poor people we're talking
about.
Well,
actually, no. We're not even, these ain't stupid people.
So
well,
they
don't
have a thing out.
These are all lawyers we're talking to. This is like having your best friend as a lawyer give you legal advice.
That's right.
That's what this
all
is about.
I know. And I tell you something else. They got some dumb lawyers, too.
They got some lawyers that don't even do cases. I ain't never heard of that. How you going to do all this hiring the lawyers and work all these down on law firms? And where are the cases at? What's your caseload like? What's our city caseload to the point where we need the tune of 14 lawyers?
A lot of people were asking that question, what $5 million that they paid for lawyer fees? What a lot of people didn't even realize they had that many lawyers, and now they're like, okay, what is that for? Okay.
And then they got 14 lawyers spending $5 million, and then they got one lawyer, they're only giving him $100,000 a year.
Then they got one lawyer that makes $500,000.
Yeah. I can imagine the one you're talking about.
But Randolph wasn't a lawyer.
Yes, he was.
Yes,
he was.
What?
He was a lawyer.
Randolph was a lawyer, too.
Yes, he was.
Breaking news, Alexandria. Breaking news, Alexandria. Remember that thing we said about Kay Miguel's stepping down from her seat at the ethics board, and she had tapped her homegirl that worked at the Gold Wings law firm to take her spot? That we said something about Jock Roy tapping Kay Miguel's to take his spot? This is what lawyers do. They pass the city down to each other. And that's how they've maintained control.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, see, let me tell you something. They wasn't expecting this at all.
They thought they had it in the bag. That's the last thing
they expected.
That voter turnout, that early voter turnout really screwed them.
Yeah, because they thought Kay McGill's was gonna split with the other woman, and she was going to get up there and she was going to win. That's why she only went to one debate. She just knew she had it in the bag.
By the time she got to that VFW debate, and the questions were put the way that they were put, she didn't want to come to no more debates that was moderated by us, because the questions were that in depth. We used facts.
But see, that goes to show you what kind of lawyer she is.
It was actually a lawyer move. We used facts.
She did not expect this young black female and this young black male to come up with questions like that. Because, you know, they really think that we're dumb. They come up with questions like this. They think that we are dumb. That's what they think.
I don't care how many degrees we have, and that's why I tell people this. I don't care how many degrees we have, they still don't see us as equal to them.
Right.
I don't think, you know, you want to go back to Muhammad Ali.
And they got a lot of us that are way more educated and can run rings around them. That's why they didn't like, what's his name? If it don't fit, it must have quit.
Oh, Johnny Cochran?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've ran professionals with college degrees who were professional teachers who aren't even working in their job field here in Alexandria. Black people, educated black people who are working at fast food restaurants.
Because they don't give them a chance. How you going to get a job? They know what you got. They'd rather give it to somebody just got out of college.
No, they'd rather give it to somebody else.
It to somebody who's qualified.
They're going to pass it down. That's what they're going to do. And don't be surprised if it comes out later in the years that Randolph passed down the city of Alexandria to Jock Roy. And Jock Roy was supposed to pass it down to Kay Miguel's.
Your
city has been by lawyers for at least the last 30 years.
Well, I tell you one thing. Pineville loved this, and he ain't going nowhere.
At all. He runs unopposed.
Because he know what they want. And it would be a good idea if Alexander and Pineville, you know, just get together. Let's get this done.
Well, that was discussed. That was discussed. Because remember, back in the old days, it used to be Alexander or Pineville. They used to call it that.
Sure was.
Now,
remember when the first time that Jock ran, he had Clarence Field on the show? They were standing side by side, and he said that Clarence Field was going to help him because Pineville was doing so well, and he wanted to learn from Clarence Field. Anybody remember that?
When he first ran.
That's what I'm saying, the first time he ran. But then somehow, I guess he thought he was smarter than Clarence Field.
Somewhere down the line, he got this little – that was just to get the votes, and he had to set up his Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Man, we talk a lot about it, and we point to it, but if Catherine Davidson, following her line of dialogue, this is tantamount to malfeasance in office. And what could come of this after this, whole December 3rd thing is done, oh, y'all might see Jock Roy in court.
I hope so. Because she was mad, Jack. She was mad because they told about her DWI.
We haven't heard the last from her. I do not believe we have.
She's on vacation.
She's gonna go to the ethics board, and she gonna also go to the board for the bar association. Watch.
Oh, okay. Now I want to draw another scenario for you. Let me draw another scenario. Now, say she doesn't do all that. She doesn't do all that, but somebody else does do all that. And with her making the statements that she made on KLAB, they want to use her as a witness.
Yes.
Yeah, that could happen too.
Yep. Then she would have to open her mouth.
She got to. Because they got all ready.
Your goose is cooked, Jock. Your goose is cooked, brother. I kind of feel bad for
you. They sure can do it.
Now, you know,
you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it's his little mad lawyer that he had, he got into it with. I wouldn't be surprised if he would do it.
Now, you they think they have all their T's crossed and their I's dotted, but you can better believe they slipped or something they left uncovered that's gonna get caught up in.
That's right.
I remember, you can't do wrong for too long and think you're going to get away.
I say all the time, every road got to end somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then what else I'm saying is, what if, I'm sorry, say it again.
I said some stuff they forgot to do up there at City Hall. When the new administration get up there, they going to think they done got everything. And there's going to be something left behind. It's going to be a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
right.
It'll be a dead cat on the line.
My other question is this. What if we're front row? This is why y'all need to come to this Tuesday night meeting. What if we're going to be sitting front row to the implosion of the Jock Roy administration? We're going to watch them. I'm going to bring both my cameras. And I'm going to live stream it.
Cameras, because we got to see this. Well, we're going to be there in person. But
I want to see it.
And then I want to see. No, I better not say that. That's too cool.
Don't say that. Somebody going to cut his strings.
Cool.
Seeing that, ain't going to be able to conduct.
No.
Gonna hold
that's
his
gonna cool.
We're going to stick with we want justice to be done.
That's right. There you go.
That's what we got to be done.
So we've done what we needed to do for this evening.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you'll hear from us will be Monday night.
Monday night, okay. Tuesday, y'all will come get us up and take us to. All right. I'm gonna say like the lady from Marksville. I wanna see what they's gonna do.
I might have to bring some tape for old lady number one mouth.
I'm gonna shut my mouth.
Nope, they ain't gonna be able to shut up this time. And they better give her more than 3 minutes.
See, I have to more than 3 minutes because I'm going to go wild.
And you know, if I don't got nothing to say, which I probably
call
will.
Call the police.
I got minutes left after I get done saying what I'm saying, I can actually donate my time to you. So
all right.
You need to get a whole 5 minutes up there. And can't say nothing to you.
Okay. And old boy can't say nothing. And you know what? If he says something, say you can't say nothing because you out anyway.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
You gonna put us out? That's okay.
We're not gonna.
About,
we're not, we're gonna show how classy and we are.
Yeah, we're gonna, when they go low, we're gonna go high.
Intelligent questions. And this is what I admire about you, Salida. When they put you out, girl, you walked out of there with so much class.
I was waiting for them to put me out too. But they put the lead out and she just walked out like the hell with y'all. I don't care.
Well, you were targeted.
I know I was.
They had been waiting for a reason to kick you out.
Yes, because we film this and then we go back like he said and talk about it on the show. He said that. He said we do that on our internet.
That's where I got the space radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Space radio. Like we in outer space.
Listening to it, obviously, for him to know it, he had to be listening.
Obviously, he's listening right now.
Well, he's just like his boss. The boss don't do nothing but listen at the news at Fox all day long. Nobody telling him nothing. He listen to Fox all day long.
They need to stop playing with people's political leanings and go ahead and file as a Republican, whatever they do next.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what they are.
They all are. They were Republicans.
They were all Republicans.
That's all they are, Republicans.
Mm. But they did the Democrats because they said this is majority.
But every road got in somewhere, baby.
Yep.
I think he's going to go jump in the pool. Have yourself a good swim.
Holy water.
Uh-huh.
I hope it's a prayer pool of holy water.
Okay, that
holy water. We don't want to put no holy water on here. We put holy water on good people.
Well, I think the bad people could use a little. You know what they did in Exorcist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you saw how she lifted up out that bed too, didn't you?
Well, we might see him float. We might see him float.
All right, everybody have a pleasant night.
Right. Have a good night and have a good Thanksgiving.
Wait, no, we can get them tomorrow.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are.
Are you guys going to go eat at, what's his name house?
No, because you not going.
Yes, we got the information and everything.
No, I'm not going, but I can drop, I can take you out.
Why would we go all the way there and you not go?
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You guys, look, if you guys want to go.
No, it ain't no you got thing. If you not going, we not going. Now, bottom line.
We got a whole.
Yep.
We get on the air on Facebook for 10 hours a week. And you want to hide from people?
No,
he politely said, Now, Miss McCall. And he invited Miss McCall, and she said, I don't do pagan holidays. Okay, well, what you think we going to do?
You guys celebrate.
I ain't looking at
that. No, celebrating. Why are you tying up them celebrating if people just invite you over to their house to eat? It's got nothing to do with the holiday.
Okay, there are times.
Well,
you guys,
I tell you what, y'all can argue all y'all want about that. I'm not going because Miss McCall said she was not going, and I'm going to stay in the house.
If you're not going, Salida, we're not going.
That's right.
How one person ruins everything?
Oh,
that's right.
All it takes is one person, and she's always that person to ruin everything.
Really?
You do. No, I don't want to do it. So now all of a sudden, everybody else that's hanging with you don't want to do it. And now we done missed out on an opportunity or just any type of opportunity. Anything. You do it with us personally. Oh, I don't want to go to the Zydeco Festival. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I can't find the right shoe. A whole day's trip out the window.
Well, y'all just enjoy the day, even if you don't go. Well, I'm gonna be at home, and I'm gonna fall out in the bed.
Next.
Gotta stop making excuses.
And then the next holiday, we not gonna let you get away.
Okay.
We ain't gonna include her on the next one.
No, the next holiday, she ain't ain't gonna be able to get away. She gonna have to sit, even if we gotta throw the shoes at her. If we gotta throw the shoes at her, we gonna all go.
Our next plan is for us all to get together ourselves and go somewhere. Okay?
So we're so different from that, from what you're talking about, from this.
Done.
So like I said, the next plan we have, old ladies on the couch, I'll come get you. We ain't including her. And she's going to get up there and tell her she's not invited. She wasn't going.
We can do that to her.
She invited. We're going to put it in the back of that. And then we're going to, if she got the wrong shoe, we're going to keep the wrong shoes till she get the right one.
Look, T, we're going to put a straight jacket on her.
We're going to go. We were locked up in the car.
Nah. And look. If she said, I forgot my hair. We're going to have every hair in the universe. Which one?
She's going to even be able to pick what color panties she want to wear.
We're going to dress up.
My two old ladies on the couch, y'all just don't know. She give y'all one side. I've been dealing with this lady almost 30-something years.
Well, of course. You're going to see her in a different light from the way we see her because she's mother. She's mama.
Yes, she's mama. Mama, you know, mama come first.
Now, Susie and Chris not going to see us the same way that they see us.
That's right. Sometimes I think I got a monster.
You are.
Sometimes they think they have monsters for mama.
And sometimes they think we the child and they the adult.
That's right.
That's what I'm going through right now.
We the child and they the adult.
He would give everybody a headache and then complain
about Christmas. Movies. I love you guys. I love you. And
love
good
you.
Night,
and
John.
Thank
boy.
You. Thank you for now, everything. This is Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, we do.
We're here.
Right.
Oh, and I want to give a
love
shout out to our guest, Miss LaVon Ville. Thank you for tuning in with us. Miss Tara Hall, thank you for tuning in with us. Uncle Willie, as always, thank you for tuning in with us. For everybody else that didn't show up, that I can't see your names in the room, that are viewing this right now, thank you. Please be informed that we will be reporting live, broadcasting live from the City Council, the Chamber Halls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Tuesday night on the 27th.
And don't forget the early vote on the 24th to the 1st of December, and on December 8th, go out and vote.
And also, if we get kicked out, we'll have Well, there will be a small congregation outside in the parking lot of the City Hall.
With some drinks.
No, I don't know if it's going to be some drinks. We might have a loudspeaker. We might have a few protesters out there. You never know.
That's true.
You never know.
All right,
this
you
will
guys.
Be the last time, though.
Huh?
This will be the last time somebody gets with that one of us will get kicked out.
That's right. Sure will
I plan on walking out. I plan on asking my question. Getting half of an answer this is what I want to do. I want to get so disgusted with their answer, I just want to get up while they're answering it and walk out. Like, this is bullshit. And just walk out.
Well, you got to record. You got to help your mom record.
She got a phone. She recorded herself getting kicked out. Night, y'all.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, you guys on Facebook. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Continue
to do it.
Mr. Jules Greens was here.
Ah.
Look here, Jules Collard Greens. Joe, what's happening, man?
You called him Jules Collard Greens.
He saw that budget. He wanted to find out what was that about. Look at that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at this. Uh-huh. This says Downtown Willow Glen, and they're going to take it from over there to put it over Enterprise and Acadia. That don't even sound right. Mm. That sounds like y'all playing with them people money again.
Mm-hmm.
So